Hello, I'm Irving Chernoff, and this is the Invisible Chess Podcast.
Welcome back, Blindfold Easters. I'm Jonathan, and today we're going to take it up a notch or two with the Bishop and Knight against King, mates. If you're treating these as a week-in, week-out, interesting puzzle to solve, then this one is going to be a mate in nine. So quite a big jump from what we've been doing before, but all we need to be doing, remember, is spending five moves, manoeuvring black into a position like, or actually identical to, one of our mate in four positions from the last few weeks, and then we can finish off from there. Although it's going to be a mate in nine, it's only going to be five moves until we get to a position that's going to be familiar to us. I mentioned last week that if you are looking to learn how to mate with a bishop and knight against king, it essentially comes down to remembering three positions. And this is the first of them. I always think of it as Pandolfini's lock, because in his book, in the Endgame course, this page, Endgame 21, is called the lock. And it's a very visual position, I think. When you listen to me describe it, it's very easily remembered. And I definitely recommend, if you haven't heard it before, listening to the Stepping Stones episode in terms of how to visualize and retain concrete positions in our minds. And when you hear me give the position for the first time, have a think about what the Black King can do. Why is this called the lock? Well, White's pieces aren't arranged at random, although it might feel like that at first. But when you look at, or think about, what squares the white pieces cover, it's surprising, but there's a huge amount of the board that's cut off from the Black King. In fact, as a side exercise, you might want to work out how many squares, or which squares, the Black King can get to. If you assume the starting position and White doesn't make any moves, how many squares does the Black King have access to, and which are they? In fact, let's keep it at which are they, because I'm going to tell you there are six. That's all. Alright, let's get to it. White's King is on d6, and White has a knight on e5 and g5. Black's King is on e8. It's White to play a mate in 9. That's White. King d6, knight e5, bishop g5, Black King e8, White to play mate in 9. And your bonus question is, what are the six squares that the Black King has access to if we assume that the white pieces never move? And my last tip for remembering this position, given that Pandolfini's lock is a vital step in learning how to mate with bishop and knight against king, just remember that all three of the white pieces are on dark squares. Okay, that's it for today, Blindfold Easters, and until next time, happy chessing.
Thank you, Blindfold Easters. Good night.